Tantor Audio presents Uncovering Happiness, Overcoming Depression with Mindfulness and Self-Compassion by Elisha Goldstein, Ph.D. Narrated by Eric Michael Summerer. You may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them. Maya Angelou, Letter to My Daughter. Introduction. Mahatma Gandhi, the famed leader of India's nonviolent independence movement, once described depression as a dryness of the heart that sometimes made him want to run away from the world. The Dalai Lama referred to it as the thoughts and emotions that undermine the experience of inner peace. Writer John Keats told of the hopelessness that depression created in his soul. If I were underwater, I would scarcely kick to come to the top. Every part of the mind and body can feel the weight of depression. It hijacks thoughts and feelings, influences behavior and choices, eats away at physical and mental health. It can be a serious medical illness that steals happiness and overshadows sufferers with darkness. It touches all of us, either directly or indirectly. Each year, 25 million Americans have an episode of major depression. Many have experienced it before and will again in the future. Depression has many faces. Some depressed people function relatively normally throughout their lives, despite ever-present low-grade feelings of chronic unhappiness. Others become incapacitated with rolling bouts of self-loathing thoughts and murky mazes of negative feelings that clog the mind. Many discover that activities that once felt playful, pleasurable, or satisfying